Okay, let's do it.
Tell me about riding those horses.
Yeah, let's hear all about riding those horses.
There's a lot to tell. Welcome to a special Halloween spooky episode of Danish and O'Neill, everybody.
Oh, wait. What day is this?
Today, this will be out on the 25th. Or will that?
Will there be another
might
day?
Might be one. Who more. Knows? I don't know.
Anyway,
there may be two Halloweens.
If your mind is on winter, then you can come see me, Ryan O'Neill, at Wise Guys Comedy Club, March 6th. Tickets go on sale Tuesday. I will be joined by unknown comedian Ari Shaffir.
Whoa.
Also, well-known comedian Mark Norman.
Whoa.
And well-known comedian Steve Renazzisi.
Oh,
yeah,
shit.
Guys, gotta go see this show. And there might be other guests. Who knows? Other people are on the fence.
Whoa.
Could be
stay
some,
tuned.
Maybe a Shane Gillis shows up. Whoa. We don't know yet. Maybe a Bert. We don't know yet.
Whoa. Maybe Bobcat Goldthwait.
Well, I don't know if he skis, but no, yeah,
skis.
Definitely Mark Norman, Steve Renazzisi,
all right,
Ari Shaffir, Ryan O'Neill, and also lineups are subject to change.
Get your tickets.
Tuesday.
I got to say this before I forget. Sorry. Happy anniversary to Nick Nice. I'm a month
Nick
late.
Nice.
I apologize.
Well,
fell through the cracks. This is Mr. Big Beefy Hogger from the Beach Cops call-in line. If you listen to Beach Cops, if you don't, you should check it out. See what we're talking about.
I think you're early for next year.
And this is it's a great relationship. We've heard his I believe his wife on the phone.
Yelling? That time.
Yeah, not,
yelling.
Not happy with him. But happy, congratulations. Happy anniversary, guys.
Hey, guys, and here's to 15 more. I don't know how long they've been married.
Apologies to, well, I guess, update. Chuck Liddell, not charged with any crime. We reported last week that he got arrested for domestic violence. No
Did
charges.
You hear his, so his, I guess his wife, he also filed for divorce.
Whoa.
Right after that, after he was released, literally.
I guess, he says he was assaulted, so I guess that could do it for you.
And the daughter says that there was like a shoving match, but Liddell was the only one that had marks on him. And he said that this is an ongoing family issue. And somebody called the police, and so he, I don't know how this works, but he went to jail instead of his wife.
Oh, he took it for the team?
That's, yeah.
You can go to jail via proxy?
I guess you can sub in, like, if,
really?
Like, if you get a
Did
guy.
Did he go to a women's prison?
No.
Okay.
If you want to get, like, if you want to pay a guy, can you pay a guy
Do
to go to prison for
you? Cops say one of you's going? Who's taking it?
I didn't understand that part.
What a gentleman.
I don't know how this works. Maybe somebody who's been involved in domestic violence situation would know better, but I guess they said we have to take one of you. I don't know.
What a gentleman, I guess.
Yeah, but he immediately filed for divorce, which leads me to believe that probably some truth to what he's saying here.
Conor McGregor allegedly punched an Italian DJ, broke his nose, the guy says.
You know, I'm
I would take a nose break from Conor McGregor. He doesn't knock civilians out, which is
no.
odd.
That guy fell into a table.
Yeah, I think if he hit me, I would take the dive.
He cut his lip. But you know what's weird is whenever I read these allegations, they even now still say he allegedly punched a man at a bar. There's video footage of him punching a guy in that bar.
And the guy's nose is all fucked up. That guy's going to get ignited.
I mean, I get that, but why are they still saying, I read an article where it said he allegedly punched an older man in a bar, but there's video footage of him punching the man in the fucking bar.
He's going to kill someone.
But I'm saying, why is it allegedly?
I think just they have to say it legally.
But there's a video.
No, I know, but they'd be like, oh, it's a guy. Look, I don't know. They just cover their...
Say Mike Tyson allegedly knocked somebody out in a boxing ring during a boxing match. It's like, no, he definitely did.
Yeah, I mean, he's going to kill somebody. This guy's got to be careful out there.
Everyone says it's coke. I mean, I don't know. I'm assuming that is.
CTE, early sign. Who knows? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. People, because I heard multiple people being like, oh, this dude's a cokehead.
Yeah, it's going to be a nice little chunk of change for that Italian DJ. Get that nose fixed.
I know, but at what point do you go, you know, I rewatched after I read that. Because it made me so mad that he's out there knocking out civilians. So I had to rewatch Habib beating the shit out of him in that fight.
Just to get even.
And you know what I noticed? How when Habib jumps out of the ring, how like Rogan and Dominic Cruz, how they were just shitting on how disrespectful this was. And they were giving Conor a ton of respect. But what they didn't address was that Conor threw a fucking dolly through a window of a bus with fighters, and guys got their eyes cut.
Almost blinded a man.
And I loved what Habib did, by the way. Thought it was great. Now, it could have caused a riot. That could have been really bad, but...
I don't have a problem with it. Conor, you say a lot of those personal crazy things, and shit can happen. They didn't shit on Bisping when he attacked what's his name?
Who did he attack?
He spit in the guy's face after he beat him. The guy said something about his wife.
Jorge Masvidal? Jorge Rivera. Yeah.
Didn't mention that.
Yeah, that was a crazy. But yeah, I didn't understand because they were like praising Conor for his restraint. But I was like, you realize this all started because Conor threw a fucking dolly through the window and attacked a bus.
Yeah.
And I was like, you can't give Conor any respect.
When it's like,
I give Habib respect because he goes, guess what? Now I'm going to fight outside the fucking
octagon. He's a man of principle.
Exactly.
Speaking of men of principle, I got a John Little update here from his haunted hotel.
What'd he say?
He's whereabouts we will not give away.
Yeah.
Some people online, I think we're trying to play detective. He tweeted out a restaurant in the Danish and O'Neill detectives. we're looking up latitude and longitude points anyway.
Okay.
John Little said, he texted me, he said, I was attacked by dogs the other day.
Dogs?
It was a miracle I didn't get bit. I know you hate these four-legged beasts, which is not true. I distrust them. I do not hate them.
Wait, is this a ghost dog?
These are real dogs. I said, how'd you fend them off? He said he was swinging a tablet at their head, and he acted like an alpha dog. Okay. He said, I actually fell on the ground and thought I was done, but they stopped after I hit the ground. I thought they were going to chew my face off.
Well, this is like a real attack.
He said, I was going to look like a disfigured freak if they didn't quit. I said, what kind of dogs? He said, big trash mutts. I said, maybe the ghost that's been haunting your hotel room intervened on the attack, because it sounded like they just stopped abruptly. Yeah. He said he tickled the dog's balls and saved my ass.
The ghost is this pervert ghost.
I said, maybe leave some sort of offering out in the room as a thank you. He said, like milk and cookies, this thing like Santa Claus? I said, it could be. You want to keep it on your good side. He says he does not believe the ghost is allowed to leave the hotel premises.
Oh, so he doesn't. So maybe John Little's the one that tickled the dog's balls.
I said, is the ghost contained to just your room? He said, it's a haunted hotel, a whole fucking hotel. I'm not the first to have an issue here. He's getting all defensive. He said, the maintenance man fixed my cable. He almost ran out of the room. I said, maybe he had to take a huge
shit. Wait, he ran out of, why?
He said, he's freaked out about my floor. He was talking about how the floor freaks him out. He might have had to take a dump on top of it.
So this guy comes in the room and he goes, I don't even want to be in your room. And then he just fixes the cable and he runs away. This guy's mentally ill.
He said he got the hell out of there and he does not like John Little's whole floor.
Dude, can you imagine what a hell that must be for a maintenance guy
who's
terrified of a floor?
Things are probably always breaking on that floor because
they know.
Just how things work, too.
Jesus.
So John
dog
Little
attack. Is he pressing charges on the dogs?
I do not believe so. He said he spoke to the owner, who was very apologetic.
Dogs bite him?
He said he somehow did not get bit. But
this does not sound like a dog attack.
But he was hitting them with a tablet, and he fell down to the ground, which I don't know how did he fall, just in the fracas.
This guy, here's a guy.
You got to keep your footing.
But also, let's keep in mind, John Little brags about, like, oh, you know what I would do?
I'd kick him in the face.
I'd just pump the jab. I'd kick him in the face. This guy fell down during a dog attack. The worst thing that could possibly happen to you.
Oh, I could have got his jugular. He could have been killed. John Little could have been killed out there.
Danish, I'm not a juggler. This not. How could that be? I can't get my juggler. I'm not a juggler.
You're saying these ghosts attack the dogs? That could be true.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys. You may live in this hotel. You may get attached to these ghosts.
Yeah, these ghosts aren't too bad. Keep me company.
I like this floor. I'm going to become the maintenance man.
Dude, what if he becomes, it's like The Shining, and they're like, John, you've always been here. What are you talking about? I got here like a month ago. Fuck you. This is like the world's shittiest Shining. John Little is Jack Nicholson in this hotel.
I have a feeling it's not nice like that ballroom in The Shining.
No.
I think it's probably a rundown.
Yeah, there's these two twins in there. Yeah, they're like 25 years old, pretty hot, twin ghosts.
Been hitting on one. I don't know if I'm hitting on one or the other, or both.
I'm hoping they're the ones that are fucking running their fingers through, grubby fingers through my ball sack.
Now that I think about it, these ghosts, these dogs, I can kind of see through them. What if there's no dogs? He's losing it.
What if he died in that dog attack?
Wow. And I was texting a ghost.
Yeah. What do you find out? John Little's been dead.
Like, who? John Little?
Yeah.
He died 5 months ago by a dog attack.
Yeah. What do you? At first, he was complaining of ghosts. The maintenance man went to fix the cable. The reason he ran out is because he said there was a ghost of the man that had been staying there.
We have to keep an eye on John. There's a lot of bad mojo going on with him right now.
Yeah, there is a lot. But hasn't there always been a lot of bad mojo going on with John Little?
He may want to, visit some sort of shaman or priestess.
Shamans don't do anything.
So he needs a cleansing of his chakras.
He's got to go to a priest or an exorcist.
Maybe if he just embraces seatbelts and smoke detectors publicly. The universe will call off the dogs, to quote Earl Skakel.
No, dude, this guy is, how much does an exorcist cost, O'Neill? Fuck that.
I'll do it myself. Yeah. You can't trust these fucks.
I took online classes.
O'Neill, I'll look it, I'll Google it, and I'll do it myself. You'd pay for it, wouldn't you? Fucking idiot.
Dude, we should tell him when he gets back. Like, there's something weird about you, man. When he drives away, we'll be like, dude, there's something in your back seat.
You're acting different. You all right?
He freaked. Fuck you guys. But then he would get paranoid. He would say, you guys are fucking idiots. And then he would get super paranoid.
Let's get into some Halloween news. This is from early September.
By the way, kids, make sure you check that candy because there's a ton of razor blades and needles.
I believe it.
And everything else.
I believe it. I'm checking all Baby Barb's candy.
And if you're new to the show, you know, well, you don't know, that I there has never been razor blades or needles.
I've already seen warnings of watch out for edibles, finding their way, marijuana edibles,
now
finding
that,
their way into your bag.
I believe someone's going to die of fentanyl.
From candy.
In the candy.
Whoa.
Yeah.
It's a bold prediction.
If the fentanyl is making its way into the candy.
We got cops in Galveston, Texas. Some guy, is this Texas? Let's see here. I think it is. Could be another Galveston. Just
the
says Galveston.
Stars are bright.
Yeah, this is the San Antonio local news. So what was he arrested for? Just strolling down the beach while dressed up as Michael Myers in the mask.
Why? Is that illegal?
Well, he had a fake bloody knife.
Yeah, but fake.
But people didn't know that. So, according to the Galveston Daily News, the man wore a Michael Myers suit from the Halloween franchise and walked around with a fake bloody knife. Cops stopped him after someone called 911 and complained about him. Responding officers stopped the guy and put him in handcuffs. According to a Facebook post, the man was Island attorney Mark
He's
Metzger.
He's an attorney?
Yeah.
What is this guy? What's his deal? What is this guy doing? Why would he risk his fucking...
Just a local lawyer out for a stroll on the beach dressed as Michael Myers with a fake knife.
You know what's on my bucket list? Walk down the beach, Michael Myers with a...
Imagine if this was your lawyer.
Knife.
You're like, oh,
dude, he's going to lose a lot of clients for this. This is crazy. This is crazy behavior.
On the Facebook page, they uploaded pictures of him as Michael Myers on the beach. He said it was a prank, just a lawyer out having a nice prank by himself. By the way,
yeah, any legal prank that this guy would know, wouldn't he? I mean, this guy knows nothing about the law, I guess.
I think they didn't end up arresting him, but it is odd behavior. Social media.
Well,
posts,
he might know if it's fake. You can probably walk around with a fake knife as long as it's not a fake gun.
Even if you know that, it's still. I mean, he's an adult, not a teenager. This is bizarre.
It's a guy, dude, look, this guy loves Halloween.
Bizarre, but no one there with you. It's just a prank that only you're doing.
It would be, dude, can you imagine you look out your window and you're staying on the beach and you see a guy dressed as Michael Myers. That might be the most terrifying situation.
He's walking like feet from the water, like where it's wet. The sand is wet.
Does he have his shoes off?
He does. Shoes on. Shoes on.
Dude, if you saw this guy walking down your neighborhood street, not as bad. But on a beach, it's so out of place that it would be terrifying.
He should go surfing like that.
Why don't they do... They should do a Halloween movie at a beach resort.
Whoa. Can't get out. It's on an island.
Yeah. Michael Myers. Somehow Michael Myers' body washed up ashore.
He's all tan.
That's a good Halloween sequel right there.
Social media posts went viral as they showed Metzger walking on the beach and of him being handcuffed by the police. They cited him for disorderly conduct and then released him. In a second post made around 7:20 p.m., this is Metzger on Facebook, wrote his appearance on the beach was about, in quotes, bringing positive vibes to the gloom and doom out there, generating some laughter, helping people crack a smile, and restoring our faith in humanity through humor. This guy's doing bits. The old classic Michael Myers walking with a knife bit that everyone loves.
I knew it would finally go. It's not that it hasn't before, but now I think it's getting... deeper, where people do stupid shit. They're like, it was a joke. It's just comedy, bro.
I don't know. It doesn't say his age, but I'm guessing he's at least mid-30s, probably.
I mean, is it hilarious? 40? Or is it...
Apparently, whoever called the cops didn't find it hilarious.
I don't know. I would think it was hilarious. I mean, you clearly know it's not Michael Myers.
So if taking a silly walk down the beach during a storm in a costume and subsequently being arrested for disorderly conduct accomplished any of that, then I do it all again every day.
Every day, this guy's one of the biggest Halloween fans of all time.
Metzger mentioned the misdemeanor charge, but said he was, in quotes, still fuzzy about what was illegal about what he did.
Oh, I like this guy. Dude, he could set a precedent in Texas here.
Michael Myers costumes now allowed in public.
Fake knives, have at it.
There he is on the beach.
Let me see what this guy looks
like. He's taking a stroll in the mechanic coveralls.
Yeah, it's not as scary as I thought it would be. It just looks like an idiot walking down the beach
by himself. What a fucking weirdo.
I appreciate his attempt at humor. Again, you can't, it's the attempt, it's not the result, because not everybody's gonna find it funny.
Yeah, it's a tough one.
Do you remember those guys that were had on the side of the highway, the 101 in LA, that were dressed as, or the, it's one guy dressed as a clown?
Yes.
Like it was a crazy clown with like an axe.
That was like a national, like that was like a thing that was going on.
Yeah, people were standing. And that I appreciate also. I wouldn't mind. I would love to drive by and see a scary clown on the side of the road.
Problem is, you just don't know what's real and what's a joke.
Has there ever been someone other than John Wayne Gacy that has dressed up as a clown and killed people? Maybe. But I don't think it's very common.
Yeah, hard to say. I don't know.
Also, you would stand out. Like, usually people that kill people don't want to get caught. But you're dressed as a clown. Clearly, they're going to chase you down. People be like, yeah, a clown just ran through my backyard.
No, shoes are hard to run in, so I guess
that's true too.
They have to run.
And you can hear his nose honking the whole time.
This is from Lee. This is NPR, Halloween themed. So a man wearing, in quote, full ninja garb attacked members of a U.S. Army special ops unit in the middle of the night in a California desert.
What?
This guy is dressed fucking in ninja attire, had a sword.
How did he get into the base?
I don't know. If he's a ninja.
Yeah, it's unknown. Is this a... are we being attacked right now by a foreign country?
I don't know. Let's see.
The was this guy Asian?
Well, let's get into it. I don't know. I think, now, I think ninjas there. Now have opened up international. I don't think it's only an Asian market.
I don't think that white people should be allowed into the ninja group. I don't think black people. I don't think Mexican people. I think that ninjas are should stay 100% Asian. I think they should. I don't think they should allow others to join.
We have to look into that if you're allowed. We could talk to Seagal or Dillman, maybe some of...
I think should all be kicked out if they're considered ninjas.
The incident occurred a little after 1 a.m. Authorities in California got word of a sword-wielding man dressed as a ninja on the loose at the Inyokern Airport in Kern County, north of L.A., yeah, where Ding Dong Show's own Brian Cosme used to hail from.
Dude, Kern County is a shit show. It is a real shit show.
Up near Bakersfield, I believe.
Yeah.
Kern County Sheriff's deputies found the suspect had assaulted a victim at the scene with a sword and thrown a rock through her hangar window.
Wait, this
hitting
is
an additional victim in the head. That's unbelievable ninja talent. Throw through the window, hit somebody in the head.
So this guy got, this is on an army base?
Yeah. These guys ran, by the way. It said another thing. They all ran. Do they not have guns? They all ran away.
I don't think when they're in their sleeping. This is in their sleeping quarters. They're not running a drill, right?
I don't think so.
Also, even if they were running a drill, they wouldn't have live ammo on them.
Oh, so here it goes. Okay, so the victims are members of the 160th Special Ops Aviation Regiment, a.k.a. SOAR, according to the Stars and Stripes newspaper, which states that military personnel were at the airport as part of a training exercise, but they may have been done at that point. I don't know. So,
yeah, they don't carry live rounds usually.
Staff sergeant was smoking a late night cigarette near an airport hangar when an unknown person wearing full ninja garb approached him with a question. He said, "Do you know who I am?"
What? What a terrifying thing to have happen. And a guy's got a sword
and he's dressed as a ninja. And you're like, "How do I know who you are? You're in a ninja mask."
Dude, that's classic ninja behavior right there.
You know who I am. Steven Seagal, is that you?
Yeah, you would know. It'd be the world's fattest ninja.
Breathing heavy, he's eating. The sergeant said he did not. He said, "Do you know where my family is?" The man asked.
Do you know what kind of car I drive?
He's like, I don't even know. I answered no to the first question. How do I know where your family is? I know who you are.
Do you know what my favorite color is?
What if it was Little? Little's lost it.
Jeez.
Dressing up like a ninja.
Little fit into a fucking ninja outfit about as well as Seagal would.
When the sergeant said he didn't know, the person in ninja garb began to slash at him with the katana sword.
If he had answered correctly, would he have not gotten slashed?
I don't know.
Do you know what my favorite meal is?
This is a tough game show. You don't know any answers. Dude, he starts slashing you.
By the way, great game show. Like the ninja guess game. If you don't get it, you get slashed.
Name one member of my family. Tom. Oh, my arm.
He's like, which is my favorite lady from Sex and the City?
Samantha? I'm sorry.
I'm a Carrie.
The sergeant's leg and phone were struck. This guy went for the phone slash.
He went for a thigh cut.
He disabled the phone with this. I don't know if he disabled it, but he went for the phone slash.
This ninja is looking more legit by the minute here.
The sergeant ran, jumped the fence, and reached a building where he joined others from his company. And was like, okay, a ninja's out there. Oh, shit, he is out there.
Look at my phone. He slashed it.
As he and a captain locked the doors and called 911. This guy's got the special unit on the ropes. One man.
They're calling 911.
They called 911 on the ninja.
Holy shit. That's questioning our military.
This group will never, no one will ever let them forget this. Like, you pussies. Dude, one guy with a shitty sword.
Do you know how many guys are going to dress up as ninjas and fuck with them at night in their bunks?
They're going to throw stars at them.
God damn.
They're going to have to do ninja defense training after this.
I mean, all of them, though. I mean, you must have something in there you could fight the guy with.
Plus, there's a ton of you.
Somebody's getting slashed.
Well, the one guy already did, so you sent him in there.
Maybe he said that we'll fight him. He's like, I've just been slashed. It's not worth
it. Maybe they're like, does anyone know who he is? He keeps asking questions. I don't know who he is.
What high school did he go to?
Whose family? Is anyone family with this guy? Wait, they bring in Brody. Where are you? Give me the area code where you're from.
Yes. Look at this ninja right here.
Yes. Katana. You get it.
Yes. Where's your family from? Oh, you're asking me. You just slashed My phone.
Katana, restaurant next to the Comedy Store. You got it. Yes. The assailant kicked and punched doors and windows.
Damn, this guy, dude, relentless.
Yeah, he's pissed.
He's like, you fucking pieces of shit didn't know where my family was or who I was.
He said, what's my name? Who's my daddy? Is he rich? Is he rich like me? And the guy's like, I don't know, man. I don't know. I'm leaving.
Dude, do you think that this guy's like, now, was he screaming, now you'll remember who I am? And they're like, you still haven't told us.
Or they guessed incorrectly. And he's like, that guy's a fat piece of shit. You think I look like him?
You think they sent out a negotiator to be like, dude, ask him if we can have 10 chances to guess who he is.
Can we call a lifeline?
Yeah, give us a hint.
What do you Phil? No. The police blotter from that night says a report came in. This is a great police report. At 1:19 a.m. of a suspect in a ninja outfit complete with a sword
at
the airport. The report cited at least one victim more than 20 minutes after the initial contact. The blotter says a 911 call came in from somewhere at the airport saying 26 special operations military members were hunkered down in a hangar wondering where help is. These guys are panicked.
Dude, do you think that the Taliban will take note of this and
how could you not?
The U.S. military's greatest weakness? Ninjas.
I think we better stay on China's good side and North Korea. Who knows what they have going? Did you see the video online in North Korea? Dude.
They were
the brick breaking and the...
They had guys' forearms on brick and a guy smashed them with sledgehammers and went through the brick.
One guy broke free of chains like a circus show.
Did you see one guy run headfirst into three bricks and smash through them?
They're breaking like thick fucking wood things over a guy's back.
By the way, those fucking bricks look like they were made out of foam.
Kim Jong, or didn't he? He didn't look that impressed. He just kind of sat there on a business, an office chair with wheels on it, just like rolling around.
This guy's watched people be tortured to death. Yeah, he's like,
boring.
Kim Jong or the Donger.
Police located the ninja on a nearby road, but the man refused to follow commands and brandished a sword at deputies. This guy is not backing down.
You know what I like about this guy? He's a real ninja. He didn't drive there, he walked. He walked all the way there.
Yeah, ninjas, they don't valet the car. They're going through the woods.
But if you live like far away, you're kind of fucked.
Projectile rounds were used, but were ineffective. This guy, the ninja, was maybe blocking him with the sword.
Dude, that is crazy. This guy walked to the fucking place and then attacked people.
Yes.
And
then he left. He left on his own will.
But after the guy ran, he could have gotten away, by the way. He was beating the doors, throwing rocks. This guy's the real deal.
I could see Dog the Bounty Hunter really being flummoxed by, there's a ninja, Leland. Get out of there.
Fucking
Jesus Christ.
We don't have guns. Because I'm legally not allowed to own one.
The guy ran at this point. Deputies tasered him. He dropped the sword. And they were able to take him into custody. He was identified. Uh-oh. He was unmasked.
Who is he?
Gino Rivera. 35.
Gino. 30. What, Italian ninja?
He might be Hispanic.
Wait, Gino
Rivera.
Oh.
35. He might be half Italian, half
That's
Hispanic.
That's old for a ninja.
He's at the end of his career.
This is his last mission. He's like, guys, I'm going out in style. He's like, by the way, no one knew what I did career-wise.
He might be on the sidelines for a while. He was arrested for attempted homicide, assault with a deadly weapon, brandishing a weapon with the intent to resist or prevent an arrest.
And this guy could have gotten away. No one knew who he was. They found him on the side of the road. He could have walked in the woods, and they probably wouldn't have found him.
He also got vandalism, obstructing or delaying a peace officer in the performance of their duties. Duty. Both the sergeant and the captain required stitches for their wounds, but were cleared to return to duty. Duty.
A lot of duty talk.
Yeah. What does this 160th unit do? They use helicopters to insert SEAL teams and others. Oh, so they're like, that's why they were.
They're like, where's the SEAL teams?
They're like, we don't know what to do. We only fly. We're the Uber drivers of the Army.
We fly and repair the helicopters. We're not built for this.
Maybe Gino had the wrong unit. He's like, I'm sorry. The other unit, I was going for the SEALs. We're next door.
Dude, what if
the SEALs would have fucking got crazy?
Dude, the SEALs are going to give them so much shit the next time they have to drop them somewhere. They're going to be in there going, oh, hey, guys, don't worry. Hey, hopefully there's no ninjas on this helicopter.
You fucking... you pussies.
Dude, also, what would you do? I mean, you don't have a weapon, and you're fucking... Even if you could fight, you're not fighting a guy with a sword.
after he's already stabbed the guy for saying, like, who are you, who am I?
Dude, I have to say,
I don't know.
This might be one of the greatest American ninjas of all time.
He needs a movies franchise.
Yeah, this definitely needs a movie adaptation.
Who was it? Jeff Speakman? Big Earl, big fan of Jeff Speakman.
Yeah.
Obscure martial artist from the 1990s. I think he did one, the Perfect Weapon. Was that his movie?
He did a bunch, but yeah, I think Perfect Weapon was the only one that almost hit mainstream status.
Big ninja. I don't know you. Be cool.
I got him on the pod. Got the ninja. Got Gino on the pot.
Gino.
Ron.
Does he go out in public as the ninja? Like, if you're a ninja, do you fly around?
I mean, does the Instagram handle? Because how would people... If he is worried about people not knowing who he is, ninjas, like... That's a bad career choice if you need to have some sort of fame associated with it.
It's
all about secrecy.
Did he have an axe to grind here, or is he just insane?
Oh, yeah.
It's hard to tell.
He had a sword to wield.
But, like, did one of these guys fuck his lady or so? Like, what happened? Like, why is he targeting these guys?
And what did they do to his family? By the way, did the cops did not answer? They answered one question.
Cops, like, we know who you are. We don't know your family.
Yeah, what did you do with the family? Was this guy wasted?
I didn't say.
Seems like he was pretty good with that sword.
And he had the ninja attire.
Dude, what?
Was he wearing the pointy shoes or just like tennis shoes? Because that shows the mark of a true professional.
You need the one with the big toe that sticks
like
out
the,
so you can climb.
Yeah.
I'm going to say if he goes to this level, he's got the full thing.
Hope he had a grappling hook in case he had to climb up on a roof or something.
He did, and then he walked home.
He should have called Lyft or something to get out of there. That was his main problem. The guy, I'm sure this is a pretty remote area. Just one guy walking down the street dressed as a ninja. There he is.
Dude.
Oh, it's Gino again. What if he always does this?
What an amazing experience. You're smoking the cigarette at night on an airport next to a hangar and a ninja shows up. I mean, that's never happened. That is 1 in 8 billion chance
and
of happening. Because it happened to one fucking guy.
Do you know
ever.
Who I am? The guy must have been like, what the fuck? I would have thrown the cigarette in the face, hope for a distraction.
I would have gone, hold on a second. Let me go ask my buddies if they know who you are. I would have just run. But then he might have thrown the sword or something at you.
And he's a ninja. He could maybe land in front of you, do some sort of crazy move. You're like,
oh, you're running and he flips over. It's how he's running behind you and then does a somersault.
Yeah, you're like, oh, shit. He's in front of me.
And then he just has the sword waiting there and you run right into it.
Who am I? Think about it. You're like, I don't fucking know, man.
Think about it in hell.
You know, fucking go in that room. I'm going to terrorize you and your friends.
Man, dude, a ninja. What? I mean, are you scared? Is it hilarious? What's going through this guy's head? This has never happened in the history of mankind. A guy smoking a cigarette next to a hangar and a ninja shows up with a sword asking questions and strikes him.
Would have been cooler if he's like, you got to smoke, and then started the interrogation.
But would the guy have even given him a smoke? You'd be like, what the fuck are you doing here?
I don't know.
And they don't give any background on who this guy is?
No, that's all.
They just give his name, Gino. Gino the Ninja.
I think they're covering up, like you said, some sort of foreign espionage.
Yeah.
Foiled.
Yeah, by giving him...
some sort of weird name. Like, oh, Gino Rivera.
They're like, hey, by the way, he's Italian or he could be Latino. We don't know.
But he's a ninja.
Yeah, so they don't... So nobody gets mad at any particular race.
Does the military buy this guy a new cell phone if there was any damage?
No, I think he... I hope he has the insurance.
Do you think he blocked with it or the guy went for the phone strip?
I think the guy was trying to strike his leg and he had his phone in it.
Oh, you think he got the pocket?
Yeah, I think he was trying to cut that, was it the femoral artery or what is that? I don't know what.
Right,
yeah,
one of those.
And his phone may have saved his life.
Maybe he was trying to chop the dick and the phone was like over in the pocket a little bit.
Here's what I want to know. How sharp was this knife? Like, did this guy, is this guy taking it to a guy to grind it on the stone, get a little edge on it?
There's one man who could tell you that. Steven Seagal, Japanese sword expert, self-proclaimed.
That's not a very good sword that he struck you. Let me look at the wound. The wound is that of a very cheap samurai sword.
Here's the movie plot. Disgraced, alleged sexual assault slash maybe rapist.
Yeah.
Is in Russia hiding because he doesn't want charges pressed. The military, though, is under attack via ninjas and only one man can be brought back.
You drop the charges. I'll come back. You give me carte blanche on rape and I'll come back and save the United States of America.
And then he comes back, and they're like, he has to guide the military, but it fails miserably.
They're like, Steven Seagal, you are free to rape. You need, but we need you.
I need that in writing.
My lawyers are going to take about 3 months to go through the contracts, and then I'll be over.
And then he comes back, and he takes down the ninja cartel.
Gino Rivera.
Gino Rivera and his friends.
Gino Rivera.
No, neighborhood ninjas.
By the way, I'm part Italian.
Oh, I know Gino from growing up.
He's like, hey, anybody know why?
Wasn't Gino in Out for Justice?
That's what I was going to say. He's like, Gino. Hey, Gino.
Anybody know the ninja that did Babalupo?
It's Gino. Anybody know where Gino Rivera is and where his family is?
They're like, don't ask, man. Oh, I can rape. It's okay.
you just raped me. He's raping dudes now. He's like, yeah, go ahead and try to press charges. I got a legal binding contract with the United States government.
They may be like, look, man, we didn't. You have to do the job first. You're like getting sidetracked
with all this raping.
You got to calm down. You got to chill out. We don't even know if you're going to succeed in the mission. You got to do that first.
You know what I could see? A dirty U.S. president. After he gets them, he terminates that rape contract.
Oh, shit.
And he's like, and then
double
they
cross.
Take him. Yeah, and he goes, you double crossed me, you motherfucker.
And then Putin gets involved.
He's like, the last
starts
thing.
A world war.
What if he breaks out of prison for being a rapist and everyone's rooting for him because the president double crossed him?
It could be a new president's like, that wasn't my deal. I'm overturning it.
He goes, consider your contract.
That's the
terminated.
That's the sequel.
But how would it be? How crazy that the bad guy is the president that violates the rape contract.
We had a deal.
Yeah,
and he's on the run.
And then everyone's cheering for Seagal. Get back to raping. Get
let
back
him
to
do
raping.
It. You said he could do whatever he wanted.
You double crossed.
Now you're saying he can't. This is bullshit.
Let's just say your contract's been terminated.
We got, this is Newsweek. Who sent me this? This is the Moon Man. Full ooh, Moon Man ooh. On Halloween.
Howie.
Woman, she went to TikTok.
Was it a man or a woman?
I'm on TikTok. I got about 18,000 followers. Be cool. My niece is on there. Don't say any crazy things. she went on to TikTok to let everyone know that she found a live bat hanging from the crotch of her jeans.
You say a live bat?
She's got a bat pussy. A bat cave what? For a pussy.
Dude, she has a bat hanging from her jeans.
Yes. Front,
where the fuck?
Front crotch.
Where is she storing her jeans? In a belfry?
In a tree. I don't know.
What the fuck?
Footage of the startling discovery was uploaded to TikTok by a woman posting under the username TKAZIG.
By the way, I don't trust any of these TikTokers because I feel like she found a bat that put it in front of her crotch.
She's like, look at this pussy. Oh I got she needs to go to OnlyFans.
That is a cavernous pussy.
The clip of the up-close animal encounter has been watched more than 4 million times since it was uploaded.
Oh, good. We need a bat in my place.
Yeah. Hey.
Hang from my dick.
Yeah. I will get that boner up. Hey, it points to the left, but he'll be able to hang from it.
Look at this parrot hanging from my dick.
Dude, what if he walks around with just like a sock on his dick and a parrot perched on it?
I could, would be shocked.
He's like, it took a lot of hot rod to keep that boner up.
I have to watch heavyweight fights on my phone.
Constantly. I have intravenous Ovaream fights being pumped into my system.
The video, which is captioned, Stay Out of Nature, begins with a woman speaking to camera and asking, how did this happen to me?
Wait, Stay Out of Nature?
She must have been on a hike or something.
What, and a bat just flew up to her pussy? What does her pussy smell like?
Bat food. The camera then pans down towards her crotch where a small bat can be seen dozing between her legs. She said, it's a goddamn bat. Stay out of nature. One TikTok commenter asked how the bat came to be in her crotch, and the lady wrote, all I know is that I took a step, heard a squeak, looked down, and ...
No way, dude. She got to get that thing off there. Bats have a lot of fucking diseases.
The woman wrote, she has pussy rabies. My husband grabbed him, the bat, not her pussy.
Grabbed him. It sounds like a man. He started punching him in the face.
He died from cat-related injuries.
Cat-related injuries.
So the cat killed it. Their cat.
What were they out in nature walking their cat?
It said the cat tested negative for rabies.
Oh my god.
said most of the 8,000 plus comments in my, I'm saying this shockingly, were bad jokes.
However, oh, really? What? You are? Why would, you know, there weren't any fucking, I mean, what other jokes would there be?
Look at this. Newsweek taking a shot at this guy. Perry Cornwell was one of several TikTokers to write somewhat predictably, calling the guy a hack, to the Batcave. They're saying that, oh, you fucking, they singled out this guy for making a shitty comment. They're like, come on, Perry. That's the best joke you could come up with.
This guy, what were the jokes about?
Somewhat predictably. Like, oh, look at this piece of shit, Perry.
I love when they give the, and these are some of the best ones, and these were some of the worst ones.
Perry Cornwell, he's gonna second
he
guess.
He should sue him. It's slander.
My comments have never been more made fun of than now.
I like the comment.
Said Heather Hubler was a little more imaginative.
There we go. Dude, they always do this. They pit commenters against commenters.
They're saying they liked Heather. Ozzy Osbourne out here making house calls.
So I like the Batcave better.
They like that one.
What, that's stupid. That one sucked.
This one, there's no opinion on this. Georgie Tushkov said, y'all woman going too damn far with these Halloween decorations, but I love your commitment to the season. They did not say
okay,
whether
by
they
the
like
way,
that or not.
Okay, that sucked. But also, the Ozzy Osbourne thing sucked. That sucked.
Yeah,
that
it wasn't good. They might know Heather to Hubler.
The Batcave makes sense. It's simple. You go to the Batcave. Yeah, your pussy is a fucking cavernous pussy.
Another commenter, Falcor. Just one name.
Falcor, by the way, great name.
That's a wizard.
Falcor.
Name Beach Cops. Adopted the persona of the bat itself, asking, hi, yes, do you have a moment to talk about our Lord and Savior, Count Dracula?
Okay, that's stupid. Dude, this guy, I like how they made this sound. They're like, he went a whole different route. He adopted the persona of the bats.
Someone's getting paid to fucking write this.
This is unbelievable.
This is like an eighth grade newspaper.
This is worse than that.
And then Bobby said, and then Michelle said.
Dude, that is the dumbest. If he was, why didn't he say he took the persona of the bat, was like, hey, let me get some of that pussy.
Why didn't no one do a period joke with a Dracula?
Why didn't they do something about pussy lips were hanging out, big old wings? Thought it was a thought it was a friend from high school
trying to mate. Call Me Star wrote, I don't remember this from Jumanji.
Oh boy, here
while
we
last
go.
At home joke. That's the new variant. Thanks a lot. So that's
This is what they've. It's someone combed
good,
through the
good. Who's better dude. Comedy? Michael Myers on the beach or some of these comments?
The only one that was halfway decent was the one that they criticized.
They did not like that one.
This is terrible.
That's lowbrow.
Dude, this is the same people who write, like, did you see that Bill Gates thing where it was like Bill Gates sent inappropriate emails? There was nothing in them, but they were deemed inappropriate because he was asking if people wanted to go out and have lunch with him. This is what they wrote multiple
That's all
news
he said.
On. It was like he asked a coworker to have lunch and dinner and also sent an email. And then they go, hey, this could be deemed inappropriate. He didn't say anything salacious in there. There was nothing. Here's a guy, whatever you want to think about Bill Gates, but he has given like $20 billion to like save thousands of people's lives. And they're going, he sent what were deemed inappropriate text messages by asking women if they wanted to go to lunch.
Maybe he just likes lunch.
It's unbelievable. The same person that wrote that probably wrote the other fucking article too.
Like,
there's nothing going on.
He gonna pay for the lunch? What a chauvinist piece of shit.
It's crazy.
You let the woman offer.
Oh, yeah. It's crazy. Dude, it's God forbid you write anything that has a real impact. It's crazy to me that it's littered with shit like this. This guy's comment sucks, but this guy's comment's awesome.
Yeah, people are like, I hope I get mentioned in Newsweek. Come on, baby. Roll the dice.
And they're like, oh, I got mentioned, but not for the right reasons.
Oh, shit. They said my comments suck. Fuck. Oh, man. So let's end with this one. This is kind of a precautionary Halloween tale.
Uh-oh.
Or cautionary, I should say.
Yeah.
Jefferson City, Missouri. I like the Missouri. Woman accused of Lacey Youth, U-T-H-E, two youths.
Two Lacey Utes.
She got accused of running onto a football field full of school children while wearing only a scarf. Man, how have I never seen something like this?
This lady should be
unbelievable.
Commended. How old is she?
She looks like Pazuzu. Look at this fucking
look.
Look at that.
You know what? It's nudity. She looks like she has a good body.
Oh, 10 body running down the field.
Dude,
somebody tackle her.
Even if she looks disgusting, still hilarious.
Oh, imagine if you're a parent, you're like, yeah. I have to see my shitty kid's football game. This is unbelievable.
Who the only people that are pressing charges against this lady are women. All the men are like, this is great. We need more of this. I support this. And I think women should be allowed to do this.
Lacey Youth was charged with sexual misconduct for the incident, which she exposed herself to 29 eighth graders, one of whom was under 15.
Dude, if I were in eighth grade.
Dude, you would be dying.
How old is this lady?
How old is she? Does it say her age? Doesn't say her age yet.
Dude, you'd be like, whoa.
You're like, look at
this.
This
is awesome.
Look at that fucking weirdo. She allegedly jumped over the stadium fence, ran onto the field where students were participating in the youth program.
Allegedly, by the way, allegedly, she obviously did do this.
Why is he allegedly in there?
If they all know she did it.
She told the officer she had taken heroin, which you don't think of heroin as a drug where you do this.
Dude, this lady.
Isn't heroin you like fall asleep?
This lady should be doubled over like on a couch.
Is she immune to heroin?
Leaning against a wall.
Heroin is not like, let me go run around.
No, it's not. I would imagine she's not motivated to do anything.
She said she left the apartment undressed. Hey, when that happens, we do some heroin. All you do is throw on a scarf.
Dude, the older I get, though, have you walked outside and go, oh, shit, am I wearing pants right now? Do you do that?
No.
Okay. I've been doing that a lot more lately where I go, oh, man, do I have shorts on? Okay, good. So I can understand where she's coming from, and I'm not doing heroin.
She said she was looking for help because she thought she was going to die while under the influence, which everyone knows you run to a football game.
Does she live right? I mean,
I don't know.
By the way, that's a good defense. I thought I was going to die. I jumped the fence. I was like, somebody help me.
They're like,
please.
We tested you. You have zero heroin in your system. That's weird.
But you do that's have a weird. Shitload of meth.
A similar incident occurred at a Denver airport last week when a naked woman walked around the airport talking to bystanders and asking them questions. Imagine being in an airport.
Yeah.
That may be weirder than the ninja coming up to you in the middle of nowhere. Fully naked person coming up to you being like, what time's your flight? You're like, what are you doing?
I saw that one. That was crazy. And there was also a lady in a bikini that was walking around an airport.
Is she a comedian? Because we may know.
I don't think it was that comedian.
Airport police released a report of an intoxicated female completely nude. How does that happen?
Well, you have to get pretty wasted. Can you imagine taking your clothes off at an airport? You imagine whipping your dick out in an airport all naked?
By the way, if you're a man, these are all much different stories than if you're a woman.
Oh, yeah, you are.
If you're a woman, it's like everyone's like, oh, look at her tits. It's funny. But if you're a man, they're like, fucking kill that guy.
Dude, that's what they never tell you, is that women get naked, everyone's cool with it.
Everyone's clapping, having a good time.
Yeah.
It's not as threatening. Like if a woman attacks you, you could fend her off. More than likely, you could fend her off.
But a naked man, nobody wants to fight a naked man.
No one, like if, say, Big Earl walks up to you in the air, hey, check out my hogger.
Yeah, look at this, dude. But you imagine Big Earl takes drugs for the first time at an airport.
He completely loses it.
And he goes, dude, I have to say, your lack of inhibition in an airport, that must be the least inhibited human beings ever been. Because an airport is not a place that you imagine taking your clothes off.
It's so public.
Of all places that you could take it off, what would it be? A fucking airport would be the worst.
Or like an NBA arena. You know, somewhere there's but airport, a ton of people. People moving around, kids.
I could see a lot of people. In this
situation, cops, by the way. A lot of cops, a lot of security.
If I saw this, I would just keep moving. I wouldn't even call anybody or anything. I'd just go, that's crazy.
They're like, ma'am, go through the security. Do you want your belt back? No, I'm good. I don't want my belt.
I don't need my pants back.
Just going through.
I don't need my bra back. You don't even need to body scan me.
She didn't take her shoes. Think she had no shoes? No socks?
Yeah, because how you get your pants
What'd she look like? I didn't see the clip of that one.
They blurred her face on the thing I saw. It was just like a rant. It was like shaky fucking footage.
They said officers responded, located the female running around the concourse having some type of medical issue.
What? She's like, my pussy's on fire. Someone get a fire.
There was a bat hanging from her asshole. She was transported to the university hospital by an ambulance due to an undetermined medical episode that causes nudity. I don't know, maybe having a breakdown or something.
But the lady with the heroin, she might have a case to, she might have a leg to stand on. If, like, let's say you're having a heart attack and you're naked and you run outside to get help.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know. Is that illegal?
And then you like look around. No, like all I got is this local football game.
All I can hear. There's nobody anywhere except at that football.
I have zero neighbors. All I can do is run to this young place where kids are running around.
Did she jump out and yell help?
I think she was running alongside a running back, like Forrest Gump.
You know, I'm picturing it being like a good scene, but did she shower? Was there dingleberries in her butt? I don't know.
Regardless, it's still, if you're one of those kids, this is comical. You're like, hey, I think another naked chick's going to run on the field.
Dude, it is a bit of a letdown because that's never going to happen to you again.
They say this youth program.
Savor it.
There's a huge waiting list now to get in. All these kids are like, oh man, you should see what happened.
Dude, you know what? You need to, if you have a son, you need to teach him to savor these moments because they're not going to happen very often.
Oh, that's once in a life. That's over. Once that happens,
you have nothing.
You're never getting that again.
We might have a chance.
I haven't gotten a moment like that.
No.
An airport, naked sighting.
Or running, even a dude running naked across like a baseball field.
No, I've never seen a live streaking.
No, never.
There's no word in this article if Will Ferrell was saying, Snoop-a-loop, bring your green hat. We're going streaking.
Come on, guys.
Is Taco Bell still open? But maybe she was trying to start it in the town, a new streaking tradition.
I mean, next time, if I ever get caught streaking, I'll be like, dude, I took a shitload of heroin. I thought I was going to die, and I was running out here for
better,
help.
Better carry a hypodermic needle. Just, look at this. I got a needle on me.
Do you think this becomes the sex offender go-to...
Defense,
yeah.
It could be.
Where he's like, dude, I think I'm dying.
Help me.
I needed help. I called those kids to the car.
Thank God I found my weeder out. Thank God the cops came. No one would call for me, so I had to get them called on me.
I had to go and bring children to my house in order to get the cops to show up because they just wouldn't show up.
I had to run
up
to a children's birthday party, get in the bounce house, jump around for 10 minutes.
Yeah, just because my phone wasn't working.
No one would listen to me.
I mean, that chick looks, she looks a little banged up.
Looks like she could be into the devil a little bit.
Yeah, she's definitely into the fucking devil.
Running with the devil down the football field.
Oh, dude, what
the coach was like, what's your number? Call me.
I like your
style.
You fucking desecrated.
You're going to ruin this fucking game. Get the fuck out of here.
And dude,
huddle up, guys. Let's put that shit behind us. Let's move on.
And you know that he's like, these people were like, you scarred these kids for life.
The one kid who was under 15 was like, oh, yeah. He's like, I'm the youngest guy here. I'm loving it.
Dude, you would. By the way, it's nudity. It's not a big deal.
It sounds like she didn't touch anyone. She didn't assault anyone.
Unless she had a dildo. She was like in the middle of the field just shoving
it
in.
It wasn't like attacking, you know, like wasn't punching anybody. Just ran through.
It's great.
Let her run through.
In other foreign countries, you go to the beach, women are topless, women are naked. It's
doing
not a
heroin,
big deal.
It goes on in other parts of the world. Heroin on the beach, it's a drink.
Dude, that's my greatest fear of doing something like that is that you end up doing something like this lady probably woke up out of her heroin fix in custody. Yeah, and she's like, oh, this sucks. Can you imagine waking up, like, coming to, sobering up, and you're naked? Like,
what happened? Oh, you ran through a school, a football field of kids. Oh, boy.
That is my fear. You know, that happens when you get older, too.
It's that's why we should have Big Earl take edibles, because that first time could hit him like a fucking sack of bricks.
What if he gets dementia in like 3 years?
Man, didn't even do drugs. I'm getting dementia.
Who am I?
You imagine that?
What is it again? Black Chief.
Dude, I ended up sending my dick pic to a middle school.
Be cool. I'm on heroin. I've never touched anything. I went heroin first time.
Can you imagine we go to see him in like a home and we're like, Earl, do you recognize us? And he's like, he doesn't respond to anybody.
Wow. You guys are getting some sort of response out of him. And he's like, hot rod. What does that mean to you? We can't explain it.
No.
We gotta go.
No, dude.
We'll see you later.
He's into cars.
We'll see you later. I'd visit him in prison. He'd just be like, hello. Pew. On the call.
Dude, how would he fare in prison? You think that he would be like the most beloved guy there? He might be like the mayor of the prison.
They're like, you talk, this guy's funny, man. He's got some good jokes.
He's like, but he does have a problem with a guy that he roasts. That he does he roast it in here?
Don't bring up roast battle. He hates it.
He's in here with a guy named Jeff Ross.
What if they hate it? Like he at night they're trying to sleep and they just hear pew.
Predator lines. And someone would kill him.
His cellmate would kill him. He'd be like, I'm the law. They're like, he's doing Cobra now. Shit.
He's guy. They would love him.
He would talk to the guards. We need a Predator movie night. I'm telling you, bring the guys together.
Dude, some guy tried to shank him in his eye, and those glasses just stopped it. Yeah, good luck getting through these.
Not even a ninja's katana sword could penetrate these lenses.
He would love the shower scene, though, because he's like, take a look at this. And they're like, we'll do more than look. We'll suck it. We'll fuck it.
Look at these heavyweights in here. Man, I'm hard as a rock.
Man, I thought I had a big old hog.
This is great. It's like watching the fights every night.
I may be the one of the oldest rides in here, but I got the longest line of guys that want to fuck me.
Plus, he has the gym there. He could get as shredded really as he wants.
It really is great. If like he could get once a week visitation from his dog, Lois, and they have a new dog.
Hey, it's me, inmate daddy man. They're like, who's this guy, the daddy man?
I got a conjugal visit with mommy man. And they're like, mommy man? They're like,
there's mommy man's in here.
Yeah.
No, this is a different one.
No, she's got a 10 body.
He would say, I'm the daddy man, which sounds in prison is the gayest thing you could ever say. Hey, I'm the daddy man. They're like, oh, this guy knows how to party.
Dude, they would love him because he'd be like, take a look at this body. He'd walk around with his jumpsuit wrapped around his waist. I mean,
these guys know how to flatter a man. I'll tell you that.
They love my hog. They love my physique. They keep saying I got a 10 body in here.
They can't believe my age.
Yeah. Oh, and they.
he's so flattered.
Every day, somebody's there to suck it. It's great.
These guys. This guy's BO is so bad, I could barely come.
I found a guy in here that looks just like Overeem. Oh.
Hey, Earl, I noticed you're taking a lot of time at the ice machine. Come on, Das Man, be cool.
Yeah, I'll be here as long as I want. Be cool with it. And by the way, Das Man, you do not have a 10 body.
What are you? You look like you've been working out with Ralphie May. Pew! Hello! He's roasting guys. Is that the head of your Mexican gang? Let me talk. Let me roast him a little bit.
They just start killing. He either becomes.
They would either love it and think it's funny, or they would kill him very fast.
Like within a week.
Come on, be cool.
Hey, come on, guys. What about all the times I let you suck my hog?
Latin kings, more like Latin queens. Hello!
MS-13, you can't even count that high.
MS-13, what is Jeff Ross running it? Hello! That's an outside prison reference. You guys don't get it.
MS-13, too old for Jeff Ross to
They're like, this guy, we were going to give him prison-issued glasses, but he already has them. He's wearing them in here. You guys have Varvatos prison suits?
I got my own. I greased the palm of this guy. A lot of palmers in here.
Look at these palmers kissing up to the head of the gangs. Come on, guys. Act like you've been to prison before.
Dude, he would be.
Need to write a prison movie where Earl goes to prison and John Little comes in too.
He would do some of his.
I killed the ghost. It turns out it was the maintenance man. I thought it was a ghost the whole time. The maintenance man's rubbing John's head. He's like, I'm scared of this floor. It's real crazy up here,
dude. Little could just be losing his marbles. He played football. He does a lot. He's getting older.
Yeah, I wouldn't be shocked.
Spends a lot of time alone.
Someone told me that I wouldn't be like Little though. I'd say, come on, guys. I'm going to do some stand-up here. Anybody ready for it? Doing prison stand-up shows.
He would love. Do they might love it. He'd be like, look at this food.
My only regret is not coming here earlier in life. I love it.
Guess what? Hey, Gino, why don't you tell him what my toilet looks like? Oh, it's diarrhea just spackled over everything.
I saw Gino. I said, Ninja, what? Hello.
Hey, anybody know where Gino's family is? He would crush.
They're like, oh, Earl. They're chanting, Daddy, man.
Daddy. He's like, I finally made it.
Let's do it up.
Insurrection. Who wants to do some Atticus action?
Attica. Insurrection. That gives me an erection. Some of those guys give me an erection. I'm in here with them.
Some of these guards are hot. 10 bodies.
How long are you in here for? 10 years? Hey, if you have a kid born now, Jeff Ross will date her when you get out.
They're like, who's this guy you keep talking about?
They're like, nobody knows what you're saying. You guys want to help me write some bits? I got this Godzilla's mother's vagina bit.
It's a cold business.
Like, what business?
I heard him do a bit the other night in the main room, and the setup was 4 minutes long.
Jesus.
I was dying. I wanted to yell, more setup!
Is that O'Neill? Come on. Call off the dogs.
Be cool. I was dying. It was like, it was long.
He's going to do a double album for his first album. His setups are so long.
He's like, all setups in this album. Second album, you got to buy it, get all the punchlines.
You reel them in. Then they come in for the second one.
What if it's choose your own punchline?
You're like, which one's he going with?
So there's this guy in Kiss. His name, you're like, what? Where's this joke going?
I don't know, man. He could be good in prison. People like Earl. He's a good, like.
I'm not a racist. They're jokes, but I joined this gang.
He's Jewish.
I'm a quarter. They're not going to know. Be cool.
Quarter. That's how much Jeff Ross gives the children of the park to suck his dinky.
Quarter, that's what some of my members of my family pick up when they see it. Hello!
Jews.
He's like, can I use TikTok in here?
Maybe he'd palm the guard, give him some money, but he has a phone. He's got all sorts of
he could.
Stuff. His cell's got a TV.
What if he's doing like real crazy humor where he's letting like a white supremacist suck his dick? He's like, just so you know, you're sucking a quarter of a Jewish cock right there.
And everyone loves it.
Cuts it off.
Everyone dies laughing.
Yeah, he's like, check out this guy. White supremacist, more like quarter Jew cocksucker.
Everyone's like, yeah, Earl, you got him. And the guy's like, oh, Earl, you're always making you a joke.
Five, and he's like, go ahead and finish it up, though.
Keep sucking it.
Look at Rocco sucking that.
Can you two fat guys start to wrestle a little bit so I can get harder? I'm having trouble here.
That'd be great.
He'd be on all fours farting for everybody.
Dude, he would come in his pants every prison riot. The big guys just fighting. He's like, these bulls are really clashing.
Oh, they had broccoli down in the mess hall.
His farts alone would get him murdered.
Farting up a storm. I don't have my preparation H in here.
Someone had to smuggle it in for me.
In their ass, which is ironic.
They had to smuggle it in their ass so I could use it on my ass.
Hello.
Earl in prison would be great.
Yeah, I'm in a haunted prison.
That's where they blocked him up?
Little than haunted jail. I'm in ghost jail, O'Neill. I can't leave this hotel. What if he tells us?
They
let me leave, but I can't. I'm always called back here.
What if every time he walks out, he goes right back into the hotel?
He's in Hotel California.
Yeah.
Can't get out of that, what do you call the revolving door?
He might be. What if you find out that it would be creepy. He died 3 months ago.
Via dog attack.
And we're still getting texts from him.
Like, who is it? It's Gina Rivera. Do you know who I am? Gino? What if those guys at least now know next time he comes that one answer is Gino Rivera? Like, we don't know your family, but we do know your name.
Yeah, Gino Rivera. God damn it, no, but we're going to find out. We'll have to find out.
There's a lot. It's a common name. I couldn't find your family.
I'm worried this is going to create copycat airport.
Ninja crime.
Hanger ninjas.
Oh, great. Now we got to watch out for ninjas.
Man, ninjas are what, from China originally and then went over to Japan?
I'm not sure.
I think there was some sort of origin like that.
I didn't see the ninja origins.
I know
Batman was a ninja at one point.
I'm shocked that it's not cultural appropriation. He's not being charged with that.
Well, the Ninja Guild is looking into his membership.
Okay, they found out he's like 1/8 Chinese.
He's like Dog the Bounty Hunter is 1/8 Cherokee, sure. Whatever the hell he is. By the way, they think they found Brian Laundrie's remains. We'll see what happens.
He killed himself? Or somebody killed him?
Very odd. I don't know how the parents are not being charged with obstruction of justice, because out of nowhere, they're like, oh, yeah, there's this hiking trail he liked. And so then the cops are like, the FBI is like, take us there. They take him there. They find all his stuff and then remains in like a body of water. So I don't know if he just went out there going for the I'm going to just live off the land till I die alone. But like, why the parents? Like, so they clearly knew probably that he was there.
Yeah, it seems suspicious. It's hard to prove, though.
Why is this coming up now all of a sudden? Oh, there's this trail we just remembered.
They could always just say, we just remembered it.
And so, dog, oh, man, so close. That sprained ankle.
Yeah, no,
could have been him.
So far away.
Could have been
He's
him.
In Colorado.
He's like, damn it. I could have done it. I know it.
This goddamn ankle.
I bet he's yelling at his Franny or Francie, whatever the hell her name is. Shit.
I'm sure he's dropping a ton of racial slurs right now.
Yes. So they don't know if they're testing the remains to see if they're... What if it's not him? The parents dumped a fake body out there to give him another head start.
Maybe he killed somebody.
They found his notebook.
What do you have, sketches he was writing?
What if it's all bits? It's all jokes.
It's fucking, hey, this is some pretty funny stuff in here.
He's like, take my girlfriend, please. Hi-yo.
Dude, that guy, if he went out, but the remain, what kind of remains? He hasn't been gone that long. The body decomposed?
Well, maybe it was eaten with animals, but it just seems odd. It seems like an odd set of circumstances.
Yeah.
Like, how did it get in the water? Like, remains in the water.
They may have killed him and thrown him out.
Who, his parents?
Yeah.
They're like, let us handle this. It's like, look, we're going to take him home. What we're going to do is a lot worse than what you're going to do to him here in jail.
This is laundry justice.
Let us handle it within the family. Yeah. All right, everybody. We're going to get out of here and check that candy.
Yeah.
It's dangerous.
Check out those tickets on Tuesday.
Yeah.
Wise Guys, March 6th.
Get your skis. You can find them on the slopes.
Hey,
the
hangout. Don't say that. Ari will be pissed. Remember, you can't tell. But then again, he also dresses in the most recognizable outfit.
Ari, there's guys here to see you on the slopes.
This guy tried to get on the chairlift with us.
Who is this? Does anyone know this guy? Oh, this is one of Ari's fans? Jesus. I didn't know who he was.
Bert now, because that was too... That was 3 years ago that I went with Bert, or 2 years ago. He's gotten a lot bigger since then.
Comedy and or weight?
Both.
Yeah.
He's in both. But now, he's like a superstar.
Yeah, he just did a Lula Rich corporate gig.
At Staples Center.
I would die if I saw it.
That'd be so good.
Shirtless on a stage in front of those women.
He comes out in the pants, wearing the pants.
Woo, look at those pants, baby.
It'd be great.
He's like, look at this. Looks like I have a dick where my dick is. And they're like, woo.
That would be great.
All right, everybody. We'll see you in Utah.
Bye-bye.
Danish O'Neill, Danish and O'Neill. Your empty hearts, they will steal. Danish and O'Neill. If you've been to the Minute Clinic, but you still ain't healed.